All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, in a very surprising turn of events, the New Orleans Pelicans scored a 4-0 series victory over the Portland Trailblazers in their first-round playoff series. Now, heading into the NBA playoffs, the Blazers were the 3 seed in the Western Conference, and, you know, it was a situation. Yes, they were a 3 seed, and it was very deceiving. Why? Because of that logjam between 3 and 8. Portland was 3. New Orleans was 6. Portland's regular season record was 49-33, while New Orleans' regular season record was 48-34. So just a break here or there just showed you how different things were and could have been in the postseason picture in the West altogether. But the biggest shock out of everything, I mean, 3 of the 4 games were close. Game 3 was a blowout, and it was a 17-point win for the Pelicans, but honestly, the final score really was not indicative of how the game went. But you look at this series, and the Blazers' backcourt, which is their strength, of C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard, were outplayed by a pair of veterans in Rajon Rondo and Drew Holiday. Now, for the series, Lillard averaged 18.3 points and 4.3 assists, while McCollum chipped in with 21 points per contest. However, you look at Drew Holiday, who averaged 23.3 points per game and 6 assists, while Rajon Rondo averaged 12.7 points, 12.3 assists, and 7.7 rebounds. And on top of that, Portland never had an answer for Anthony Davis in the middle. He had 28.3 points and 12.3 boards for the series, compared to just 9.7 points and 7 boards from Jusuf Nurkić. And on top of not being able to stop Davis, the Blazers never, and I mean never, had an answer for Nikola Mirotic in this series, as he averaged 21 points and 9 rebounds. And of course, Mirotic was insurance for this team after they lost DeMarcus Cousins to the ruptured Achilles injury. But you look at this New Orleans team right now, they are playing with a ton of confidence, and anything is possible for them heading into the Western Conference semifinals. Now, in the case of the Blazers, I think that you are going to see a much different team come next season. Why? Because Terry Stotts has been the head coach of this club now for 6 years. 5 of those years, in each of the last 5 years, rather, he has gotten this team to the playoffs. However, 3 of the last 4 years have seen Portland bumped in the first round. And my biggest thing is this. The perimeter ball that the Blazers are playing is not working. They are too reliant on Damian Lillard. They are too reliant on C.J. McCollum. And on top of that, Damian Lillard as a point guard does not make the people around him better. And when I say that the perimeter ball aspect for the Blazers, you look at it time and time again with this team. The ball never comes into the paint. A lot of it is dribbling individually by Lillard and McCollum individually looking for their own shots, and it takes the rest of the team out of the offense. It looks good as far as stat padding, but the bottom line is you're going to win games in the regular season, but when the chips are on the table, at the middle of the table, in the playoffs, it is going to be tough sledding to get it done. You look at it right now, and I've said it before, and I will say it again, it's a copycat league. Everybody sees what the Golden State Warriors are doing, but what makes the Warriors so special is that they have 3 of the best shooters of all time on their team. A lot of teams are trying to build from the outside in as opposed to the inside out, and Portland is another team in that facet. Of course, they never were able to replace LaMarcus Aldridge a few years ago. They did get Yusuf Nurkic last year, but 9 points and 7 rebounds ain't going to get it done from the interior if you want to get to the postseason. I don't see how Terry Stotts survives this. I think he is a good coach. He's done a good job in Portland, but the bottom line is the Blazers have reached a bump in the road that they cannot get over. So something has to give. You can't get rid of all the players. Maybe general manager Neil Oshea tries to go out there and upgrade this roster over the summer. But I would be highly surprised if Terry Stotts comes back for next season. It simply looked like in game 3 that the Blazers gave up. They did come back and show tremendous resolve today. They fought, scrapped, and clawed, but it simply was not enough. And it all started from the fact that they never had an answer for Anthony Davis in the middle. And you look at it, McCollum and Lillard were simply taken to school. And the way that things are going right now, I know this was a 7-game series. I know that 3 of those games were close. But at the rate that things were going, if you played all 7 games, I would have been highly surprised to see Portland win a game. Because you could see in the play of Lillard, you could see in the play of McCollum, they knew that they were getting taken to school by a pair of crafty veterans in Drew Holiday and Rajon Rondo. And they never figured them out. It got in their heads. And because of that, Portland is starting their summer vacation a little bit early, while New Orleans is looking to see what they can do against the winner of the Golden State Warriors or San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference semis. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming 2018 NFL draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.